I think I've made the decision that our next guest, who joins us every week, brings him some nice food from time to time, Gavin Foreman. Hello, Gav.
Good morning. How are you?
I've decided that for some reason you must not like me.
I do like you. I like to challenge you and push you.
Do you really like me, Gav?
I don't know. We'll talk about it off air. But no, everybody should be challenged. Your taste buds change as you get older, so different flavours, different tastes.
Well, look, I added avocado and tomato. That's probably as far
huge.
As...
Huge. They were huge. Massive.
That was huge in my 20s. I decided I'd throw those in.
Have you added any? Like blue cheese. Blue cheese is another one that people tend to develop as they get older.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this connection broken? I can't hear you very well, mate. What's going on?
Red wine.
Look, you have that. Yeah, look, we do change. Now, you've brought in some lovely Jats biscuits today, so
yes.
Thank you for that.
That's all right.
Can I just have those and we can move on to the next song?
Absolutely not.
Okay. What is in that little bucket next to it? It smells revolting.
It's pungent is the word you're looking for. Aromatic and pungent.
They are two words, not the words that first come to mind. What is in there, by the way?
We have duck liver pate.
Okay, can you explain to me, if you're watching this video a little bit later on, there we go, that is what that looks like, okay?
Yeah, that's a jelly that was on the top, I said on the top.
Okay, can I just have the jelly?
No.
No, okay. So what, what is that? Well, can you tell me what we're looking
at,
what we're
it?
Eating there?
It's duck liver, pate, duck liver, butter, bacon, onions, garlic, thyme, a little bit of whiskey and red wine.
Onion and garlic, that's a start right away. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to go with this, Gav.
Really?
No, I'm not too sure. I can tell you I've got two things standing by. One is the cup of water.
I saw you bring the bin over.
And
the other is the garbage bin. So
beautiful.
If I throw up into that, we'll be okay.
You won't throw up. It probably tastes better coming back the second time.
Okay. So where is this, before we eat, whereabouts is this popular?
Everywhere, you're not. No, it's a European mostly. English do a lot of like potted with their old-fashioned picnics where they do potted salmon or potted beef or pate. Mostly French, but different flavors. You can do it with chicken livers as well.
Okay,
doesn't have to be duck.
What is it like? Like what does it taste like? Is it like something that I may think of?
Can I just see that for a second?
Oh, okay, he's gonna. You're gonna put more on there?
Yeah, I am.
No, I had a nice little.
Do it properly. There we go.
I had a nice little amount ready to go. So in for a penny, in for a pound,
that's
is what
it.
They say.
It's quite pungent and it's quite... The taste, you'll know you've had it in your mouth. Let me put it that way.
So it tastes as bad as... It tastes as distinctive as it smells.
Yes.
Okay. With what... Oh, this is terrible.
But it's all making a comeback. Livers, kidneys.
All right, you just keep talking, I'll eat it.
I'm going to make sure... So we got absolutely nowhere with that?
Nowhere. That went. That's gone. Keep talking.
That's
whatever.
Gone.
A drink of water.
All right. Well, it's very popular. Hugely popular, in fact.
I'm having a Jets biscuit, by the way.
Mostly served as an entree. You can set it as a log and take slices off it, or you can set it in individual pots, serve it to people. If you want to keep it for a little bit longer, clarify some butter and pour it on top, and it seals in the flavors. But lots of butter. Lots of butter, lots of red wine.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, good for me. So, yeah. It's also used in beef wellingtons sometimes. They use it inside the pancake.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Gav, thank you for coming in this
That's
week
all right.
And doing what you do. And we'll catch you at your regular time in a fortnight from now.
Not a problem. Thank you.